It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal weekly on the show with us this week. Very excited to say Shadows Fall singer Brian Fair. How are you?
I'm doing great. It is good to be back. It's been forever, so happy to talk to you as always.
Oh my gosh, so long. Such a long time, and so great to hear your voice.
It tells you how long we've both been doing this, when it's been that long since we've talked, when we talked for so many years, you know?
What are you trying to do, Brian? What are you trying to do? Make me sound old? So Shadows Fall, obviously recent big news. There's a reunion show Saturday, December 18th in Worcester, Massachusetts. Very cool bill with you guys, Unearthed, Darkest Hour, Within the Ruins, Sworn Enemy, and Carnivora. And Brian, it's hard to gauge the entirety of something when you're at the center of it. Now with hindsight, what do you recognize about Shadows Fall that maybe wasn't so obvious at the time?
You know, I think it was that we were really at a point where there was a shift in sort of underground metal that at the time, you know, we were kind of swept up in and just enjoying what we were doing and trying to like make the music we wanted to hear. But now looking back, you can almost see where we were at a point where things kind of diverged in a different direction and got, you know, kind of with a lot of other bands, you know, that more traditional and heavy side of metal back in a little bit of the spotlight. So at the time, you know, we just were doing our thing and you don't really pay attention to that sort of historical context. But looking back, some were really proud that we were part of that sort of dynamic shift at the time, especially in the U.S., where, you know, it kind of was shifting from the maybe radio rock metal, new metal stuff to kind of getting back to something a little bit more down and dirty and heavy, you know. So definitely cool to see the impact you have, even if the time, like you said, you don't realize it.
Brian Fair of Shadows Fall on the show with us tonight, going back to 2004's The War Within, The Light That Blinds on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Brian Fair of Shadows Fall on the show with us this week. They've announced a reunion show for December. And Brian, Shadows Fall was regarded as a band leading a new wave of heavy metal. What was positive and negative about having such high expectations placed upon you?
Yeah, you know, sometimes the pressure can be a little crazy when your label puts out a press release comparing you to like someone like Metallica or Iron Maiden or something, where you're just like, let's slow the roll there, you know. So you feel that sort of pressure. But at the same time, being kind of part of a movement that included such amazing bands like, you know, Lamb of God and Killswitch Engage, you know, All the Remains, Hatebreed, it was just such a cool thing to have a tight-knit scene where everyone was really supportive of each other and kind of riding that wave together. It was always funny to have the word new in it when most of the bands at that time had already been together for almost a decade, you know, like, it always felt like the new old thing to us. But it was definitely, for us, we're super honored to be just kind of thought of in the same way as those bands we were coming up with, and, you know, it, just to be part of that movement. But like you said, there was also that kind of pressure where you're like, man, we were just trying to have fun, you know, party and play metal. and next thing you know, it was a business, it was a movement, it was all these things, you know. But man, I wouldn't trade any of it for anything.
Brian Fair from Shadows Fall with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Still to come, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Pantera, Judas Priest. We'll be hearing from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. Shadows Fall singer Brian Fair is my guest on the show this week. And Brian, John, Matt, and Jason all continued performing and recording with other bands. What sort of readjustment has life been for you over the last several years with Shadows Fall being dormant?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty crazy how suddenly everyone else in the band was in a classic thrash metal band, you know, suddenly, whether it was, you know, Overkill, Anthrax, and, you know, Matt was playing with guys who were in Megadeth, and I was waiting for my call from some other old thrash metal band to see if they wanted me to hop in, you know. But just kidding. But for me, it was a pretty big adjustment to go from being on the road for pretty much 20 years straight, you know, 9-10 months out of the year, to being at home constantly, you know. But I also had just started a family, so the chaos of having two young kids and getting settled in that was just about as crazy as the whirlwind of starting a metal band. And they're very similar things, especially when they're little. You know, I was used to people screaming at all hours of the night on the tour bus, possibly throwing up on themselves. And, you know, the only difference was now they were babies instead of long-haired dudes in my band, you know. So I think I was prepared for that. But I slipped into this life pretty quickly, though, where I really enjoyed kind of resting and setting some roots and just spending time with my wife and the kids. And just, you know, at that time, too, I was pretty burnt out from the roads. I really did need some time physically and just mentally to just slow down. But now, you know, the idea of playing shows is such an exciting prospect, you know, to get up there and scream my heart out again and run around like a maniac. I can't wait. And I think if we would have done it any sooner, I might not have been as excited. But now having, you know, 5-6 years away from it really has got my, like, the fire's burning, man, and I'm ready, you know, definitely ready. At this point, I just want my kids to see that their dad was cool at least once before it's too late, you know, before I get too old to do it. So I'm glad they'll be at the show and get to see the other side of dad.
Brian Fair from Shadows Fall with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, plus music from Baroness Saxon. We're going to check out a new tune from Bullet for My Valentine and more with Brian next. It's Full Metal Jackie. Brian Fair of Shadows Fall on the show with us this week. The band announced a reunion show for Saturday, December 18th in Worcester, Massachusetts. And Brian, there's an intuition that develops between musicians when a band is together on stage night after night. How much of that stays ingrained and how much needs to be relearned for the reunion show?
You know, we're going to find that out when rehearsal starts. So, that is one thing, is we were definitely a well-oiled touring machine for a long time. But these guys have all been kept up their chops. You know, John's been, you know, shredding in Anthrax. Jay's playing in Overkill. All that stuff has kept them definitely on the top of their game. I've already been in training since I knew this was happening. I've been getting myself ready. But getting back in the practice space is when I think a lot of that will kind of click back in. You know, we used to be able to read each other's minds practically at that point. So hopefully that comes back in quick. There's definitely some relearning. I was listening to some tunes and you think you know what's coming next until you realize, like, ooh, I don't remember the next line, you know? So I'm doing my homework, getting ready. You have to Google your own lyrics occasionally. It's a little embarrassing, but hey, you know, you do what you got to do.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Brian Fair from Shadows Fall with us. Coming up next, new music from Black Label Society, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Brian. It's Full Metal Jackie. Brian Fair of Shadows Fall is my guest on the show this week. And Brian, everyone's lives are different. Not like before when the band was constantly touring and recording. What's the likelihood of Shadows Fall continuing in some fashion after the reunion show?
You know, I kind of hope it's a springboard for at least a little something, but I doubt it'll ever be a full-time touring entity again, you know? We used to be road warriors. And like you mentioned, you know, everyone's got different things going on. Even scheduling this single show between everyone else's commitments to their bands as well as family and work commitments for, you know, like myself and Paul, it was a difficult balancing act. We finally had the planets align and get everything together. But hopefully, you know, maybe it'll lead to some festivals or some long weekends. But right now, it's just the one show. And honestly, we just want to get through this one. We tried to do it last year and we got pandemics out of the, you know, out of the opportunity. So we're just really focusing on this show right now, getting it as good as we can, making it. That was the other reason we wanted the bill to be slamming from top to bottom. We wanted to throw the ultimate Shadows Fall party. Then from there, if things go well, I mean, who knows? You know, we've all stayed super close. We've always loved playing together. That was none of the reasons why the band kind of slowed down. So the idea of doing more in the future, we're all very, very open to. It just kind of has to be the right opportunities and honestly, the right scheduling. That's always the biggest problem these days.
The Shadows Fall Reunion Show happening Saturday, December 18th in Worcester, Massachusetts. Again, also on the bill, Unearthed Darkest Hour, Within the Ruins, Sworn Enemy, and Carnivora. Brian, it was so great to catch up. It feels like no time has passed. Looking forward to what might come with Shadows Fall. You never know.
Indeed, indeed. Thank you so much, as always, for having me and helping to spread the word. You've always supported the Shads from the beginning, and it's most appreciated.
Coming up next, music from Pantera and more.